Verda Teta is an immigrant from Ghana. She moved here with her family to Boston suburb of Fitchburg when she was 8. She takes nothing for granted. In high school, she excelled. She got into Harvard. She was chosen as a graduation speaker. No one was surprised at commencement last week when she was awarded a $40,000 General Excellence Scholarship. But 10 minutes later, she approached the podium again, excused herself for interrupting, and said this.
I am so very grateful for this, but I also know that I am not the one who needs this the most. And knowing my mom went to community college and how much that was helpful, I would be so very grateful if administration would consider giving the General Excellence Scholarship to someone who's going into community college.
Okay, I'm not crying. You're crying. She gave it away. Verda Teta, you know what happened next. You got a standing ovation. How did this happen? What were you thinking those 10 minutes in your seat?
Yeah, I was really thinking primarily about my mom. When we had moved here, she knew the value of an education, which she instilled in me. But she, you know, put this to action and decided she was going to get a college degree. And the local community college was, you know, her best option. So she went to community college at the age of 39, working two jobs, taking care of her kids, of course, with the support of my stepfather and the family. As I was sitting down in the audience, I just kept thinking that there may be someone in this audience who is going to go through that journey. And a financial support, much like I've gotten, would alleviate so much stress. And I had that opportunity to be that change. So I did what I thought was right.
Wow. And, you know, your public high school lists 60% of kids as economically disadvantaged. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think that it shows in a very unique way in resilient students. It shows as students who are strong because there are challenges outside of, you know, the school building. But, you know, they come to school every day and they still excel and they still continue to work hard. So there is an economic challenge, but there's also a resilience and a strength that our students have.
I have to ask you, going to Harvard, are you getting a full scholarship?
I think it would be appropriate to say that, yes, Harvard was so amazing and so generous and gave me a financial aid package that, you know, covered my tuition, my room, and my board.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
But this award you got could have been used then for other family needs.
Yeah.
Look, we've been joking with some of my colleagues, parents who've admitted that they would have flung themselves at your ankles and held you back from going to that stage. Your mom, I understand, led the ovation.
Yes, she did. I mean, I'm so grateful to have such a supportive mom. Like you said, I didn't tell her what I was going to do before. She had no idea I was going to get the scholarship. So, I mean, she didn't even have the opportunity to do that. But I don't think that even if she knew, she would have stopped me. She's always encouraged me to help other people whenever I can, right? Regardless of where I am in life, how much I have, there's just, you know, there's always room to help other people.
Yeah. Her name is Rosemary Anand, and we have some sound from her talking about that. Let's listen.
I was just happy. I stood up and I started shouting so loud. I was afraid those in front of me would be like, why is she that loud? But I was so happy with her decision.
Again, she stood up and led your ovation.
Yeah.
What's been the conversation? You know, what have your siblings asked you? What as a family have you said about not just doing this, but the reaction it's gotten?
My whole family has supported and respected my decision with grace. And this has led to further conversation really about, you know, how can we help people more, right? I've been given a great opportunity and a great platform and a great position to help more people. And, you know, we've started a conversation about how we can do that. And, you know, this conversation kind of went beyond my family and now reaching out to different organizations as to, would you partner with me to be able to help more people? Because I've just seen so much need in my community, but also so many resilient people who are so determined and so hardworking, and an opportunity like a scholarship is really what they would need to make a great difference in the world. And I think that that's something worth investing in.
Yeah. Well, you're going to Harvard, you're going to study chemistry, tough stuff. You know, you have to focus. I'm wondering if you or your family worry at all. It's one thing to make a statement, which you did. I mean, you stood up and you just, you know, are a blazing emblem of what the child of an immigrant family in America can do. Excel, be gracious in that way that you were. But do you worry about people wanting you to be a symbol? Sometimes that spotlight can get too hot. You're all concerned about that?
I think that I'm not too concerned about that, because I think that the want to be a beacon of hope to people kind of comes more from within than outside. And I think that it kind of goes with the question of, do you feel pressure to, you know, be great in life? No, I don't really feel much pressure from people around me, because I kind of have those high expectations within myself to be a good person, to be a role model to my siblings and my peers and my community. But I don't really feel much pressure to be a symbol. But if I do have the opportunity, it is something that I hope to use graciously and let people know that you really can do it.
Well, look out, Harvard. Here comes Virta Tedda. Virta, thank you so much. She's the high school graduate who turned down a $40,000 college scholarship and asked that it be given to someone who deserved it more than she did, someone headed to community college. Virta, by the way, do you know who that someone is?
We don't know just yet. So the scholarship was supposed to be a $10,000 scholarship a year. So this year, two students will be chosen, and they will each get $5,000. And this process will repeat for a total of 4 years that I was supposed to get the scholarship.
Wow. Look what you did. Like,
yeah,
you know, like fish and loaves, they multiplied.
Oh, I thank God so much.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.